So it says in this week's parashah that Hem Tzibim Hayom Kolchem. So he says when the Torah uses the language of Hayom, so that's a means it's happening every day, not just that day that was said, but it's happening again every single day. Like Chazal say, every single day the Torah should be to you like it's new. So the Hayom over here also is the Hayom of this is an ongoing reality. So how does the Pasuk says Kulchem, Klai Yisrael is Kulchem, they're all one. So how is Klai Yisrael all of one? Because they're sending the thing Hashem Elokecha. When Klai Yisrael is Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim, which we do every day in Kriya Shema, we're truly Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim. So part of that Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim is to be Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When all of Klai Yisrael does that together, that's what makes Klai Yisrael, that's what makes Klai Yisrael one. All of Klai Yisrael is committed to do the same thing. So that's really the place of the with the connection which each member of Klai Yisrael has with another. So Klai Yisrael can become one unit. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. All of Klai Yisrael becomes one. When a person decides to go off on his own path, the pasuk later on in Parshas Nitzavim, Mishrius Libi Eilech, I'm going in my own independent way. So that's described as being independent, being free. I can do whatever I want. So that's a description of not Kabbalah Zon Lech Shemayim. It's also a description of not being part of Klal Yisrael. So those two really go together. The other place where we see this from Kriya Shema is Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is immediately lifnei Hashem. The Rambam describes Shemoneh Esrei as a moment of immediately lifnei Hashem. And to think about that, so that's Atem Nitzavim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So from the Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim of Kriya Shema, we go to the state of actually standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the parsha of Nitzavim, the first parsha of Nitzavim, approximates the process of Tefillah, the Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, and then Shemoneh Esrei. That is the first part of the parsha. All of Tefillah is said in Lashon Rabim. We don't see ourselves as an individual person. We see ourselves as part of Klal Yisrael, because we have become bound together through our Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, through our commitment to be to do the right thing. So all of Klai, I daven Shemoneh Esrei, I daven Bedavka. If every member of Klai Yisrael, I'm part of a unit. I'm part of a larger unit. That's how I see myself. I don't see myself as an individual. The Goyin says that it's actually not allowed to say Tefillah Lashon Yachid. Tefillah has to daven be said Lashon Rabin. That's one koyach which Klai Yisrael has. But that koyach of immediately lifnei Hashem, that the person of tefillah is not always guaranteed to allow us to get to that, the rishon to respond, etc. The second parsha after is the parsha of tshuva, and tshuva is always responded to. And so the Sasemis ends off and says, and he sees that really these two bechinas of tefillah and then tshuva is really Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is approximates immediately to Hashem. That's the Tem Nitzavim. That Tem Nitzavim, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the moment that we mamash feel the moment of the Rosh Hashanah's presence coming into the Bria, the moment of Malchus, and we commit to that. And that's what we do every day in tefillah. And then we go to the state of tshuva, which Yom Kippur allows us to do, and that's the final response of Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Salati Kitivarecho. The Bershom is Chosim, 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 us into the Sifrei Chaim. That's through the process which starts with Rosh Hashanah with Tefillah and ends with Yom Kippur with tshuva. Have a good Shabbat.